Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Boyd. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rocky Krusnik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krusnik throws towards first. Fain fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fain. Snyder moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer takes first base on ball four. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Busby reaches second base with a double. Snyder scores. Jensen scores. Vollmer moves to third. It's 2-0, Senators. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Krasnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porterfield moves to third. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Snyder out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Boyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Vollmer hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Carrasquel covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fane hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 2-1, Senators. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boyd moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Fitzgerald to Terwilliger and they have Rivera trapped. The throw over to Vernon, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rivera. Terwilliger reaches second base with a double. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive towards second. Fox catches it and steps on second to double up Terwilliger. Two outs. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porterfield hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Krisnick hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Busby. Krisnick reaches second base with a double. Busby throws the ball into Yost, who tags Krisnick trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Busby. Fox reaches second base with a double. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vollmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Krusnik hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 2 in the game. Fitzgerald takes first base on ball 4. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porterfield takes first base on ball 4. Fitzgerald moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Yost bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Fitzgerald moves to third. Porterfield moves to second. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive towards first. Vernon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. the Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vollmer bunts towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vollmer for the out. Jensen moves to second. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Busby is walked intentionally. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Terwilliger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Busby moves to second. It's 3-2, Senators. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rivera is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.